www.wjffradio.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
Good evening and welcome to the Local Edition, news and information keeping you connected in the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole. Coming up in the program, we'll meet Billy Vine, longtime technical director and stage manager at Sullivan County's Concord Hotel. It's a Concord Hotel. He was helping make it all happen at the height of the Borscht Belt. Sullivan County Democrat podcast talks to him coming up in the second half of the program. But first up, we continue our series with Wayne County exploring what Wayne County government does for Wayne County residents. This, of course, follows a property reassessment last year where folks in Wayne County, after having their taxes reassessed, said, well, what do these taxes actually pay for? So we continue the series of answering that question by returning to the Human Services Agency. Last week, we talked about children and youth, behavioral health, aging, drug and alcohol. There's so many services available under the Human Services Agency in Wayne County that we've brought Dave Hartung, Integrated Services Specialist at Wayne County Human Services Agency, back this week to tell us more because there's more to tell. Dave, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me back on.
So it's there's more? There's even more than what we talked about last week?
There are. There are many services under the Wayne County Human Services Agency umbrella. We have four more agencies to talk about tonight.
And one of them involves a transportation system, which, you know, I grew up here in Sullivan County, and I know Wayne County faces similar issues. It's a rural county. Sullivan and Wayne counties are rural counties, have a lot of ground to cover and a lot of roads, and transportation is an issue no matter what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. When we're working with any consumers with any issue, right, transportation seems to be a common barrier, you know, across ages and across, you know, all sorts of platforms when it comes to, like you just said, rural counties. So so Wayne County Transportation does a fantastic job of trying to provide transportation across our county and across Northeast Pennsylvania for all of the residents of Wayne County. And when I say that, our transportation is available for all Wayne County residents, but it is specifically geared towards seniors and persons with disabilities. And so when I say that, anyone in Wayne County can ride, but people that are not falling under those categories as far as being a senior or a person with disabilities, or somebody that is going to a medical assistance medical appointment would have to pay a full fare, whereas anyone that falls under those categories that I just mentioned, seniors and persons with disabilities, have 85% of their fare subsidized, and the folks that have medical assistance medical appointments would be fully covered by Department of Human Services in Pennsylvania.
How long has this been going on, this comprehensive transportation system in Wayne County?
That is a great question. That is one that I don't have a prepared answer for.
That's all right.
but I know that it has been going on for quite some time. I've been with the county for almost 7 years now, and it was definitely here prior to me coming here.
Well, that actually does answer the question, because I was wondering if it was a fairly recent development. To some of the Sullivan County initiatives on transportation have really only come together in recent years. So that's interesting. It's been going on that long there in Wayne County.
Yeah, and honestly, we you know, it's a point of pride for our human services, our transportation department. We receive a lot of acknowledgments, not only from our own agencies, because they are popularly used with our own agencies, but also with our area providers that look to our transportation department to break down that barrier to gain access to services for their consumers.
Absolutely.
So we have, I just wanted to share a little bit about the transportation service.
Yeah.
Because their regular service is scheduled from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. So you heard that right. It's 4 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. So and that service area covers Wayne County, Pike County, Lackawanna County, Monroe County, Susquehanna County, and Luzerne County in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yes. So that's just a regular service area, and we are able to take people outside of the service area, but different rates and restrictions sort of apply to that. Our transportation drivers log in over 1 million passenger miles per year.
Wow.
And, we have 36 vehicles in operation right now and over 50 drivers and 9 office staff.
This really, you call it a comprehensive transportation system, and the more you describe it, the more it's kind of living up to that name.
Yeah, absolutely. We, like I said, if you go around, especially Wayne County, but I've even heard it from some of our neighboring counties about how great of a job our transportation department does and how important it is in areas like ours because our drivers take people from, you know, the furthest north and south reaches of the county that are pretty remote and, get them to get them to medical appointments, get them to shopping trips. And a lot of times these are folks that are seniors. They are folks with disabilities that otherwise wouldn't be able to make it to these appointments. And sometimes, too, even though, our regular service is closed on holidays and weekends, on case-by-case basis for life-sustaining supports like dialysis or some medical assistance-covered urgent care, we are able to still transport consumers on holidays and on weekends for those services as well.
Great. So getting around is a necessity. That's a life need that people have is getting around. Even more necessary, not that it's a competition, is eating, being fed. Nutrition plays a role in both physical and mental health. So what's Wayne County doing to help families meet their dietary needs?
Right. Eating is important. We have, I'd say, two departments, two agencies here that cover those needs. And the first one I'm going to speak about is our dietary department. It's sort of linked into our aging building. It is out of our aging building, but linked into our aging programs. And the dietary department provides in-home meals to seniors. And seniors are defined as anyone that is over 60 years old. And they also provide congregate meals to the senior centers, which we have senior centers in Hamlin, Hawley, and Honesdale. And we also have a satellite senior center office that is in Northern Wayne and Lakewood. And our dietary department has the kitchen is licensed and inspected by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. And the menus are prepared by a registered dietitian and follow the requirements of the Department of Aging. So we have in-home meals. We send out 5 to 7 meals a week, depending on what the consumer needs. And we make 3 times a week. They make local deliveries, the in-home meal drivers, and they only go out to the farthest outlying regions once a week. But the dietary department has a dietary manager, 5 food service workers, and 5 part-time meal transporters. Last year, our dietary department provided over 93,893 meals. Over 81,000 of those were delivered to in-home meals, and then over 12,000 of those went to the folks that attend our senior centers. So the other agency.
Now when you say the senior centers, is that the same as the congregate meal sites?
Yes. Thank you for that, because I know when I say congregate meals, people are like, well, exactly what are you talking about? So I got used to that jargon,
that lingo during the pandemic, because that was one of the first things that had to close. And that's when we knew there's a real need to feed people in Wayne County, because the congregate meal sites had to close.
Right. So congregate, right? People congregate together, and that's what happens at our senior centers. Our seniors have a place where they can come together. They have activities that they participate in together, and then they also sit down and eat lunch together. And so that's what our dietary department provides, is their lunch for them at those centers. And so thank you for also bringing up the pandemic, because it's a segue into the next agency that I wanted to talk about, which is the Wayne County Food Pantry Program. And that that really got a makeover when the challenges and opportunities that were presented to us as a result of the pandemic. And we, the Wayne County Food Pantry Program was in existence long before that, for decades before that. But as a result of that, it was really able to shift some focus, and we were able to, through various means, get some different foods in and try to really help out the nutritional aspect for our consumers in Wayne County. So the Wayne County Food Pantry Program has 5 different locations, in Lakewood, Lakeville, Damascus, Newfoundland, and Holmesdale. The Holmesdale location is also the site of our food bank. So all the food that we get in Wayne County goes to the Holmesdale Food Bank, and then we distribute from that center to the other 4 sites that are in the other regions of the county. And our Wayne County Food Pantry Program serves about 450 families each month. And we are able to, and this is one of the things that I was alluding to earlier, through our Farms to Families program, which came from the Emergency Food Relief Program that the Wayne County Commissioners and the Wayne County Community Foundation were able to institute during the pandemic. But we've been able to sustain that program, and that purchases milk, eggs, and produce from our local farmers, and that is distributed each month to our pantry consumers as well.
Okay. And just so you know, we've got about 5 minutes left here. We've still got to talk about what is it? You know, children, teens, adults, or elders, everybody needs a safe place to live. We're covering all of the fundamental basics here, and we know that housing is an issue at all times. It's really increased as an issue in our region the last couple years. Is there anything that Wayne County can do to help with the housing situation?
Sure. We do have a Wayne County Human Services Housing Department. That is different. So a lot of people often get confused, because we also have a housing authority in Wayne County, and that is part of the federal system there that is different than our Wayne County Human Services housing. But we offer, through our department here, emergency services, homeless prevention, rapid rehousing, support services. We have transition age youth apartments and transitional housing. I must say, though, our housing department faces the same sort of pressures and the same sort of barriers that a lot of other communities and a lot of other agencies are facing right now. Is that, you can look at the real estate market or what have you, but the housing all over the place, there's a shortage, and it's tough to have enough housing stock for everyone. So that is a constant struggle that we face here. But we do try to, try to help out as many consumers as we possibly can. In this past year, through all of our different programs, that we offer here in our Wayne County Human Services housing, we have helped between 500 and 700 consumers. And that could be with various needs. Some of them could have emergency rental assistance, There have been grants in place for those programs. Some of it is for homeless prevention, and some of it's for rapid rehousing. So there's a wide array of services at our Wayne County Human Services Housing.
All right. Well, we've covered so much both last week and this week. Yet, is there anything else that you want folks to know before we get going here?
There was actually a couple of things I wanted to circle back to last week, since we have a couple minutes, if
yeah.
you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what I talked about Wayne County Children and Youth Services last week, a lot of that emphasis was on the child welfare from abuse and neglect allegations and how that all works. But there's also a couple of other departments in that agency that also provide tremendous services to our community. And so I just want to touch on those quickly is our resource family unit, and that is essentially foster care. And so we have caseworkers that sort of recruit foster care families. And then these, and they have to do studies to make sure that everything's okay and that, you know, these folks will be good foster care families. And then when Children and Youth Services has to take custody of a child, then these are the folks that we can turn to provide them with a stable home and parenting. So that is a critical service that we offer through our Children and Youth Services, and I also wanted to touch on the independent living program that is through our Children and Youth, and that is for 14 to 24-year-olds who it was set in a place for those kids who were the custody of Children and Youth Services, and essentially, so it's through that difficult time period where you're going through adolescence and starting to become an adult, and all of those skills that that you kind of rely on a mentor, or a parent, somebody to teach you. That's what these caseworkers are in place to do. So things like going to get a driver's license, going to open up a bank account, how to go about getting a job interview and or putting a resume together, and maybe seeking out how do you apply for colleges or taking the SATs or just providing that sort of guidance to help get them through, that stage from adolescence into adulthood.
Yeah. And was there something else that you wanted to get to from last week? An update?
Yeah, those were really the two, two main points there from our Children and Youth Services. And I'm sure that I missed out on a few other services offered by our other agencies, but you can look at all of those on the WayneCountyPA.gov website.
That's what I was going to say. It's good news if if anything did get missed, as it might be to believe that, all people got to do is check out the website. It's WayneCountyPA.gov. And, Dave, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about all of this stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jason, for giving us this platform.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks.
Once again, that was Dave Hartung, Integrated Services Specialist at Wayne County Human Services Agency. Information about all facets of Wayne County government is at WayneCountyPA.gov. That's WayneCountyPA.gov. We are going to take a quick break.
You're listening to The Local Edition, winner of two Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Set your controls for the heart of the sun and tune in to hear the psychedelic synth situations of electronic hair pieces with your host, Nikki Vito. In this new weekly program, I'll be spinning retro synth, psychedelic, and experimental records Thursday nights at 10 p.m. following Connect the Dots at 9. Only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
And that is part of our great Thursday night music lineup that's starting coming right up with Ramble Tamble with John Gordon. Right now we have an excerpt from the Sullivan County Democrat podcast featuring Billy Vine, longtime technical director and stage manager at Sullivan County's Concord Hotel. This interview is recorded right here in our Liberty studio at Radio Catskill and in collaboration with Sullivan County Democrat. Here's reporter Carol Montana.
I am speaking with Billy Vine, longtime technical director and stage manager at the Concord Hotel. Billy, where and when were you born, please?
I was born 9943 in Lower Manhattan.
And did you grow up there?
I spent about 5 or 6 years in a building that my family owned at 59th Street Central Park. And my father was a comedian, and the war had just ended. Things were looking good, and he was very, very busy. And my mother was Radio City Music Hall Rockette. So we were busy, and I was near the park, and I have pictures with me with the little shorts and a little jacket and a little tie and a handkerchief and all. So that's where I started, right down there. And then we got moving and wound up moving to a house we built out in Long Island, and my father did a movie out in California. But as a young guy, I went up to the Concord with my father, Billy Vine, the comedian, and he worked on Broadway, and he did a lot of things. He was very versatile, very funny, very clever, and he did the Catskills. So I came along. He said, yeah, I want you to come with me because I need you backstage to set up before I go. I said, what? What are you setting up, Dad? You're a stand-up comic. You go to the microphone and you make them laugh and they pay you. I said, yeah, well. He said, no, there's a couple of other things that go on,
it's
Billy.
It's a little more complicated than that. Right?
So, sorry I'm going the long way around to your question, but it brings us to me getting up to the Catskills and being backstage and prepping my dad with all the things that he needed laid out on the thing, on the table, so that he could get from his clothes that we drove up in and stuff into his tuxedo with the right shoes and the right jewelry and the right everything on. And he was ready to go on.
And how old were you?
I was probably 10.
Okay. So
10, 11. You know, sometimes he says, you know, my son, Billy, I couldn't do the show without him. You know, he passes out the music. And my dad had bow music and some other music. And, you know, there's no business like show business, whatever. So he paid homage to all that. And he said to the audience, Billy's with me. He's backstage. And you want to say hi? Yeah, Billy, come on out here. These people are great. Come on, come on. So I would come out. So we had a stock line set up. Said Billy to, oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, Billy, mom called. I was backstage, so I picked up your phone like that, and she asked me a question, and I didn't know the answer. And she asked me if you took a bath last night. And I said, why? No, is there one missing? So that was our little shtick thing. He said, hey, I'm doing a job. My Billy Jr., ladies and gentlemen. So that was 11, 12, and unfortunately at 13, my father went to sleep at 42 years old
and never woke up.
But my mother was in Wheeling, West Virginia, a little girl, and they used to have Arthur Murray Dance Studios in every town.
Huckleberry?
Arthur Murray Dance Studios.
Got it.
And they put one there in Wheeling, West Virginia. And my mother looked inside and said, wow, that's what I want to do. So she signed up. She went in. She took dancing lessons. She got a newspaper. She called. She made arrangements that when are the tryouts for Radio City Music Hall. She got on a bus from Wheeling, West Virginia, coal mine town, and went to New York City and was there on time and auditioned and got the job as a Radio City Music Hall Rockette as 18 years old.
Wow. That is not easy to do. I've heard about that. Wow.
It's tough.
So tell me something. All this time when your father was playing up here, your mother's learning to be a dancer, Where were you going to school?
I went to the school in Long Island where we built a home in Jamaica Estates. And then I went to a military academy because my father got a movie, Vagabond King, with Rusty Kirk, all this stuff like that. So we were moved out there. They rented a house for us. And I...
You said military school?
Yes, yeah.
And that was where, in California?
California, Black Fox Military Academy. My father felt that if I had to come out for breakfast and stand in front of the door till the inspector guy walked down the floor and made sure my shoes were tied right, my necktie was on and not under my belt buckle was in the front, not where I had it on the side, et cetera, et cetera. Learn how to get information, file it away, follow orders. It would be better because I popped in and out of schools because he was in New York, then out to the coast. Then he was in Vegas in the beginning, knowing the guys from Manhattan, you know, all the guys, you know, Louie and Vinny, hey, Vito, yeah, Billy, yeah, you got to come out to Vegas. So that was the beginning. But when I was, say 12, was a camp, I left camp. Got a ride into Monticello. I went backstage. My father was on. He came off. I was standing there. I had to come here. Okay. That's not for me. I don't want to. That whole camp thing is done. I want to be with you. So I wound up going with him on all his jobs and setting up backstage and so on and so forth. And you can't replace it. You can't redo it. I'm glad that it happened. But my father set me up so that when Tom Jones walked in the door to do his show and Julio Iglesias and anybody, I knew everything that had to get accomplished for that Saturday night. So I had to get stagehands. And at the point, there was no stagehands like, you know, a union. I got guys from different parts, bellhops and this and that and that. So it was really the beginning, and it was in a very, very big stage. The Concord Hotel's stage was enormous. When they built it, General Motors heard about it and got on board. They wanted to be able to bring their cars to the Imperial Room, drive them from outside in on the stage because they had the curtain and they could fly them and lift up cars. You know, Pontiac and all the General Motors cars were a showroom with Cadillac, a showroom with Pontiac, Oldsmobile. You follow me?
Yes. So you had like an auto show
at the Concord for the New York State dealers.
Right.
Would come to the Concord. So it was a new thing, you know? Oh, here you get a room, you get the meals, you come down to the Imperial Room, you see the new cars presented with the spotlight and the curtains opening up, you know, 59, 60 and like that, all those years and all. And all of that lent itself to let me be flexible enough when certain shows came in. I mean, they had four tractor trailers outside and they were full. There's a guy on the ramp that comes with that truck and he tells you the number of that case, where it goes on the stage. So it's a downstage speaker monitor. So you pick up that. You pick up the lighting. You pick up the dressing room requirements. You pick up the quick change booths and the wings backstage, you know. So it stuck with me, and the Concord Hotel was a very unusual place that was Saturday night. You had a big superstar name.
Right.
And Sunday morning, Women's League for Conservative Judaism checked in and went in to have meetings after breakfast with a podium and the curtain closed. And just hours before, there were four tractor trailers of sets and curtains and movie screens. So it really made a big flexible, can I do that kind of thing. And, if you don't love it, you couldn't do that.
Oh, trust me, I know that.
You know, and when you hear Howie Mandel came to the Concord many, many times, you know, I have pictures with him and so forth.
Well, you know what? You actually answered quite a few.
Questions.
Oh no, not at all. That's fine because I was going to ask what you what influenced you to be in theater, but there you were with your father.
Okay. Yeah, there I was, Billy Sr.
Yeah. When tell me one thing, when you were in military school for a short time, was there any theater that you were involved in then? They didn't have any.
No.